Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to PremierStructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and You can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. September is National ITP Awareness Month, and today we're talking about a rare but serious condition called immune thrombocytopenia, or ITP. For more than 25,000 adults in the United States living with ITP, bruises and bleeding can mean much more than a minor inconvenience. A brand new treatment has just been approved by the FDA, bringing hope to patients and families. Joining me right now is Dr. Amit Mehta, a board-certified hematologist and medical oncologist with Premier Hematology and Oncology in Cary, North Carolina. Dr. Mehta has extensive clinical and research experience in both benign and malignant hematology, and he's here to share his insights on ITP and this new breakthrough. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dr. Amit Mehta.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to talk to you, Mark.
Dr. Mehta, let's start very simply. What exactly is ITP, and what are some of the most common symptoms patients experience?
Yeah, so ITP, which is easier to say than the full name, but the full name is immune thrombocytopenic purpura. So basically, this is a serious blood disorder by which one of the main cells in a patient's bloodstream, called the platelet cells, can go low and even dangerously low. Then patients can have, as a result, serious bleeding and bruising. So normally, the platelet cells protect a person from bleeding and bruising, but if the cells go too low, as you can imagine, the patient can be at risk for bleeding and bruising symptoms. So that's like the main reason we classically care about this condition, ITP. In addition to those kind of symptoms, patients can also have other symptoms like fatigue, stress, anxiety, depression, even cognitive or concentration issues as a result of the condition. So bleeding and bruising are the key ones, but many other symptoms can also happen affecting a person's quality of life and what the patient has to go through living with this particular ITP condition.
Dr. Mehta, why is National ITP Awareness Month so important, and what do you hope the public takes away from recognizing this disease?
Yes, and first of all, I appreciate you mentioning it because September, coincidentally, is ITP Awareness Month nationally. And as a physician, I think these kind of awareness months are good in terms of positive publicity, because then patients who are having the condition, they get more attention. They get more attention to research, better therapies, all that kind of stuff, which is good for the patients going through it. It brings more attention for even the medical community as a whole. And there are people out there who may have unexplained bleeding and bruising, for example, and other symptoms where they're looking for answers. So this general awareness from these national awareness months for various conditions, I believe, has a very positive impact for the public's health in that regard.
Let's talk about how ITP impacts the patient's day-to-day activities beyond the medical symptoms.
Yeah, so that's what's interesting, Mark, is that the classic symptoms are bleeding and all that, like we were talking about. But again, there are many other symptoms that can also affect the person: fatigue, cognitive effects. It can also impact people's ability to work in terms of they may not be able to have the stamina to work as many hours and these kind of things. It can affect things like your stress, your anxiety, you know, various things that ultimately, in sum, affect your quality of life. And so when people have ITP, the issue is not only having the symptoms, but many folks have chronic ITP where they have ongoing ITP, you know, potentially lifelong. And as a result, they're living with this condition. They're stuck with this condition. They have symptoms that they're experiencing on a daily or at least frequent basis. And that's why they hope for better therapies and better ways to help their situation specifically.
And that certainly leads us into this new treatment that's called Wayrils, just approved by the FDA. Can you tell us how it works and what makes it unique when combating this disease?
Yeah, so this definitely has brought hope for patients. And I'm also here as a spokesperson on behalf of Sanofi as well for this particular Wayrils pill treatment. So the way it works in the human body is that one thing we've learned over the past few years is really what's happening in cells. What's the abnormalities or immune imbalances that are happening in cells in the blood system that are causing the ITP condition to develop in the first place? So now that we understand better what's going on, we are able to develop treatments and Wayrils specifically where it inhibits the specific cell pathways in a very targeted fashion and helps to counteract or inhibit these pathways. And by doing that, the patient's platelet counts can be going up. The immune system balance can be restored in many ways. And so patients can benefit in that way. So that's like the overall idea how it works. Now, like a lot of things, these things are studied in clinical trials. So in large phase 3 clinical studies, what was found is that Wayrils, when patients take it, people can have rapid and sustained improvements in platelet counts, helping their condition. And so the FDA approval just got approved by the FDA, by the United States FDA, just a couple weeks ago, and it's approved for adult patients with persistent or chronic ITP who have had an insufficient response to at least a previous therapy. So at least one prior therapy has not been working satisfactorily. So that's how it got FDA approved, and now we do truly have more hope for patients because of this exciting breakthrough.
And I understand a lot of times people are resistant to other treatments, and obviously having something new that people can try would be an exciting opportunity for them. How is this treatment different from previous options, and who might benefit the most from this?
Yes, so you're exactly right, Mark. The treatments can work differently, and that's part of the breakthroughs for these things. So because we know better that the particular pathway involved for your listeners, there's a pathway called in the human cells called BTK, or Bruton's tyrosine kinase. So basically, this is a pathway that can become dysregulated or imbalanced improperly, causing a lot of immune dysfunction. ITP fundamentally is an autoimmune condition. So that's what's different and unique about Wayrils, this pill therapy that just got approved, because we're able to now very specifically, again, in a targeted fashion by taking a pill, patients are able to very specifically get benefit by the treatment counteracting this pathway, restoring balance to this pathway. So in very much, I think of it as a position that we're able to affect the root cause of the condition much more directly than we historically were able to do. We have treated patients with ITP over the years with various therapies that are approved, but they were not working in this kind of way. They were working in a more general way to raise platelet counts, but not to really get to the root cause. That's what's different and unique about it in a overall idea sense here.
Dr. Mehta, beyond treatment, what else should patients, caregivers, and loved ones know about living with ITP?
Yeah, so in addition to some of the symptoms that we talked about earlier, in with Wayrils even in general, is that some side effects can happen. And like part of our job as physicians and medical clinicians is that keeping patients safe on therapy. So there are certain common side effects that patients should know about. Some of these can include things like headache, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. We also monitor for infections, including serious infections. We also monitor blood testing for liver problems in case a patient were to have any signs of liver injury. And the other main thing to know is that any women of childbearing age who may be having ITP and may be considering Wayrils therapy, we recommend that patients are on effective contraception while on therapy and for at least 1 week after the last dose that they take of Wayrils. And so similarly, those same women of childbearing age, we check a pregnancy test beforehand before they start treatment to ensure that their risk profile is safe enough to take it. That being said, like any treatment, you know, out there in medicine, not every treatment is right for every patient. So Wayrils may not be right for every ITP patient out there. So for sure, talk to your physician, talk to your medical provider to make sure that it fits your specific case properly and appropriately for any of your listeners who may be affected by ITP.
Right now, we're talking with Dr. Amit Mehta about immune thrombocytopenia, or ITP. When we come back, we're going to dive into this treatment some more and how patients are living with this disease. Of course, this is September Awareness Month for ITP. We want to talk about the patient experience and diagnosis and those treatment options and advances. Will you stick with me, Dr. Mehta?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
City works extra hard all day. finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my pleasure to have Dr. Amit Mehta on the show with me right now. We're glad to be able to talk about ITP, to bring awareness as we talk about patient experience and diagnosis. Dr. Mehta, how is ITP usually diagnosed, and what might delay a proper diagnosis in our communities?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So, number one, ITP is diagnosed usually by a patient going to a doctor because they had some symptoms, and these symptoms typically will be often a combination of bleeding that's unexplained. They're having frequent bleeding or unexplained bleeding or serious bleeding for which there's not an explanation why it's happening. Secondly, people may have unexplained bruising, large bruises popping up on your arms, legs, chest, etc., and you don't know why it happened. So as one can imagine, any person might be concerned if they saw such symptoms and seek medical advice appropriately. Now, furthermore, people can have other symptoms like fatigue and the like as well. So when people have bleeding or bruising that's unexplained and is persistent, and they're having some other symptoms, this will typically drive people to medical offices, medical clinics, to seek advice and seek evaluations. So that's kind of how it comes up to medical attention in the first place. And then doctors will go into diagnostic tests. The most common initial first test is a blood test to look for the platelet count, to say what is the level of the platelet count, is it normal or abnormal.
And Dr. Mehta, this is a new term for a lot of people to learn about ITP and this disease. So what are misconceptions that people often have about ITP? We want to catch it at the root. If this is the first time people have heard about this and they start researching, what are those misconceptions that we want to clear up?
Yeah, so there are some misconceptions that can happen. I mean, on one hand, there are some patients who will come because they're just worried, of course. But there are some patients who might see some bleeding or bruising and not think much of it, or they might think, well, this is normal for them. So let's say somebody has some bruising, they talk to a friend, and they say, well, I have some bruising too occasionally, and they might sort of blow it off. But these could be important early signs, especially if what I tell patients and people that I talk to, that if you have unexplained bruising, if you have large bruises popping up, for example, if it's larger than the size of a quarter and bruises are popping up in a greater size than that without any reason, you have no idea what you did, you don't remember getting hurt, and you're still having this kind of bruising, seek attention. It's not normal to just have that happen. So the misconception is that people might think that, oh, this is okay, it's not a big deal, doesn't seem too bad, I'm okay. But these could be early important signs for which if they seek medical attention, then we can help get them on the right kind of therapies that can keep a patient stable. But it can go kind of missed. And then the dangerous thing with ITP is that the platelet count can keep going lower, lower, lower. And again, platelet cells protect the body from bleeding and bruising. So the lower they go, the more dangerous it becomes for the patient. And they can even rarely have life-threatening or even fatal bleeds. So it definitely is no small matter to just let it go and not get checked out. So these are some of the misconceptions. Hopefully that helps clarify for your listeners.
And Dr. Mehta, as we think about mental health, and with any disease, a lot of times it can take its toll on someone emotionally. How do patients typically describe the emotional impact of living with ITP?
Yeah, so for sure, these kind of chronic conditions or serious conditions in general, they can have a real psychological impact. We, of course, and I'm sure you know very well as also, can have significant psychological burden of living with a chronic disease of all kinds of types. But chronic ITP or ITP is one of those conditions. So people are stuck with a condition. They know that they might need therapy. They might be on therapy. They may be having symptoms on a regular basis. So they're stuck with these symptoms, and the burden mentally eventually takes its toll, as you say. So people can have stress, anxiety, depression, and these could even rise to clinical levels where somebody needs attention from a psychologist or psychiatrist, for example, because it's becoming that significant and even impacting their daily functioning, ability to work, what their stamina is to work, their concentration ability. And these are things that folks live with that can become a real problem. I mean, I hear from patients regularly that they're having some effect on their work. They can't concentrate the same way. They have to change the kind of work they're doing to compensate. So things that are clearly not ideal for the individual, you know, anywhere in the country that may be suffering from this kind of impact on their day-to-day functioning, we don't want people to suffer that way. We want them to be able to live their life, even if they have the condition and they're needing treatment. We still, on a very human level, want them to live their life. And now that we have more advances, we can help them attain that kind of improvement much more likely or realistically than what we historically were able to do.
As we think about this newly FDA-approved medication called Wayrils, what kind of results have you seen or expect with this treatment in real-world patients?
Yeah, so what we're looking at, and in real-world patients and also clinical studies, so often the numbers we talk about will be from clinical trials because then it'll be more formally tested, as you know, in that kind of way. So in just medical practice, we'll see patients whose platelet counts go up, and we might see symptoms like bleeding or bruising or other symptoms get better. Now, in clinical studies, what we know from like the main major phase 3 randomized trials, these big studies that test medications to make sure it does indeed work or not work, what we saw with Wayrils in the phase 3 studies is that in a large clinical trial across multiple countries, that patients were able to have a significant improvement in the platelet count. So in the initial phase of taking the medication in the first several weeks, over 2/3 of patients approximately had a significant platelet count increase. So these significant increases were above certain specific numbers when they test them. So that was the main result. And at least a quarter of patients approximately have a sustained continued improvement going long term. So these were ways that we are now able to help patients by specifically targeting the root cause and helping them attain these kind of platelet count improvements in ways that were not possible before. We were not able to directly help patients by treating the root cause in this fashion previously before Wayrils got approved just a couple weeks ago.
Let's shift to awareness and support for families and caregivers. What is the best way to support someone living with ITP, doctor?
Yeah, so in general, people, of course, understandably want to read more information, seek more information. So a very easy way and a reliable source of information will be wayrils.com regarding this particular medication. So it's spelled wayrils.com. So very easily, one can go online, the patient, their family, loved ones, friends, to learn more about the condition as well as read about the specific medication, Wayrils, full prescribing information by the FDA as well on that same website. So that's one easy way to get additional information regarding the condition and this particular treatment.
And as we think about connecting and researching that you know families and loved ones are going to do, are there any support groups or advocacy organizations that patients can connect with that you would recommend?
Yeah, so there are a number of these support groups across the country. One of the more common ones that's known and one of the more prominent ones that's known in this particular area of medicine, the acronym is PDSA, or Platelet Disorder Support Association, and they are one of these prominent national organizations for patients who suffer from various platelet disorders, including ITP. And so that's one of the common ways or common organizations that one could interface with very readily as a patient, as a family member of a patient, and get involved directly, help others out potentially, things that you can help the more broader ITP community, patient community across the country as a whole, get better help from those folks who are interested in helping out.
And just to break it down, if someone listening right now notices unusual bruising, bleeding, or fatigue, what should they do next?
Yeah, so the easiest way, if you have unexplained concerning bleeding, bruising, or you have no idea why it's happening, as well as other symptoms like fatigue, like you say, Mark, then talk to your doctor, talk to your medical provider, and one of the most straightforward initial tests you can do is just a simple blood test, one tube of blood, that looks for the platelet count. So that may not be the answer necessarily for every person who has such a symptom, but that is one very straightforward way where you can quickly see, are the platelet counts normal or not normal in your body? So that's a very straightforward way. Go to your clinician, go to your primary care center, ask for this kind of complete blood count analysis, one tube of blood that checks the platelet level, and you will quickly know if this is perhaps going on in your case or not.
You know, one of the biggest challenges I have with this show is to bring awareness to something that people think does not affect them. So why should the general public, even if they don't know someone with ITP, Dr. Mehta, why should they care about this Awareness Month?
Yeah, so like I was saying earlier, these Awareness Months are valuable because they bring attention generally for patients, people who are worried they might even have a condition or looking for answers. But what's really interesting about what you say is that roughly about 25,000 Americans have ITP nationally. So it doesn't sound like a humongous number, but that's about 500 or more patients per state. So like any big area of the country, Huntsville, Alabama, other big sites in the country, any city, major city that's a medical center place in the country, these patients will be there. They are out there and probably underdiagnosed. There may be more folks out there who are not diagnosed who have the condition. So that's why I think this awareness helps, because we can help these patients get to medical attention, get to newer therapies, better therapies, and be helped in a way that can help them live their life, be more stable and safe medically, and under the attention of a physician, a specialist who knows what to do with this condition, like a hematologist, a blood specialist, like what I do, for example.
Dr. Amit Mehta, I want to thank you for joining me today to help raise awareness for ITP and to share this important news about new treatment options. Again, thank you, Dr. Mehta, for your time today.
Yeah, truly my pleasure, Mark. Thank you very much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.